This is the Kona Edge, the home of Ironman triathletes who dream of qualifying for the World Championships on the Big Island.
Welcome on to yet another edition of the Kona Edge, and we get onto our bike today. We chat to Jared Harvey. We head back to just outside Brisbane in Australia. Jared, welcome back. Thanks for joining us today.
Thanks, Brad. Glad to be back, mate.
Jared, in our first chat, you told me a little bit about your sort of childhood growing up, and you ran a lot of cross country. But you as far as strength go, you said to me your bike is your favorite and your strongest. Tell me why that is. I mean, when you start out as a runner, generally all the triathletes I speak to find their runs the strongest, but yours is your bike.
I don't actually know where it came from, my biking ability. My mother says she was a good bike rider, but it's just something. When I first got onto a road bike, I really enjoyed riding, and I'd do any amount of riding. It's just something different. I suppose it's because I ran for so many years that the biking was a pleasant change. And as I've kind of grown, I've realised physiologically as well, you know, I've got good ratios for bike riding and things like that. But I just think I like the wind in my hair when they're out riding, and it's something that I really enjoy doing, so I'm happy to put the work in for it.
Yeah, over the years, what do you think has given you the biggest gains on the bike?
In long term, I think just doing strength work, so like hill reps, things like that. Short term, probably in the last like 2.5-ish years, I think the addition of a power meter, I got to a point there where my training was good, but I was doing it all off perceived feel. And the issue with that is, obviously, as the session gets harder, it is going to feel harder. It's going to feel like you're still working as hard, but you're probably not. Whereas with the power meter, when I got the power meter, I realized that I did my first session with it, and it was on the wind trainer, and I covered up the power meter figures, and I thought, I reckon I'll be pushing, let's say, 200 watts here, and it was like 150, but it felt like 200 watts. So the addition of a power meter, to keep it honest, and I've only got the most basic one. I've got Garmin left leg. I don't have both sides, but I think just using like a tool like that. And then I'm a big believer in wind trainer work. I think wind trainer work really sets yourself up. If you can do good and hard wind trainer sessions, when you get out onto the road, it'll feel much easier. So I'm a big believer in the old windy session.
All right, well, let's talk favorite workouts. What's your favorite workout on the wind trainer? What's your favorite workout out on the road?
Favorite workout out on the road, at the moment, being in the long course stuff, I like a long ride, but with a couple of efforts. So probably 3 to 4 hour ride, with anywhere from like 2 to 4, probably 20 minute efforts, 15, 20 minute efforts, but building power throughout the effort. So I might start at just a touch on the Ironman, say 5 minutes at Ironman, 5 minutes at a bang on Ironman wattage, and then finishing with 5 to 8 minutes of 70.3 or even above 70.3, 2 to 3 easy minutes spin between, through that middle section from about, an hour and a half through to about the 3 hour mark, we're really getting some solid work in there. Wind trainer session, probably 5-8 minutes, at like 4 minutes at 70.3, 4 minutes at maybe just a couple of watts above 70.3, I find is, again, like it's a pretty tough session, but if I can get through that session, I know that doing a race on the road, one, my power is not going to be an issue, and two, I'm in pretty good nick if I can get through a set like that. So, probably my two favourite bikes,
Brilliant. Well, Jared, thanks for joining us on this edition of the Kona Edge. Much appreciated. Looking forward to chatting about your run next time out.
Thanks, mate.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Kona Edge. Get better on the bike. Register for our next free live online bike seminar. Get to thekonaedge.com/bikeseminar now.